With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris is apparently ready to talk policy. She'll outline her economic program during a visit to North Carolina today. Reportedly, she'll propose food and grocery price controls. Former President Trump says that would only result in shortages, rationing, and ultimately more hunger.
Kamala Harris is a radical California liberal who broke the economy, broke the border, and broke the world, frankly. Very destructive to the entire world because as we go, oftentimes the world goes. She destroys everything she touches.
It has been said that Harris has been trying to distance herself from President Biden, but that wasn't the case yesterday.
It is my eternal and great, great, great honor, I have to tell you, to serve with this most extraordinary human being.
Harris joining Mr. Biden to tout the results of Medicare drug price negotiations. Also at SRNNews.com, Category 2 Hurricane Ernesto is barreling toward Bermuda.
It looks like it's going to at least maintain its strength as it moves northeastward. It may strengthen a little bit, but either way, it looks like there's going to be some pretty high impacts as it goes right across Bermuda. Heavy rain, very high winds, storm surge. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty rough period coming in from today and into Saturday across Bermuda.
National Weather Service's Bob Orovec says Ernesto's maximum sustained winds have been clocked at around 100 miles per hour with some higher gusts. Home builders started fewer projects last month. Housing starts fell 6.8% last month from June, and new home construction tumbled 16% from a year ago. Meanwhile, the University of Michigan's closely watched consumer sentiment index is up this month for the first time in 5 months. The Dow down 78 points, and NASDAQ 9 points higher. This is SRN News. Persecution flares up again in Nigeria.
Muslim extremists have burned down another church in the rest of African nation. This is actually the second time that the Redeemed Christian Church of God has been put to the torch. At least no one was hurt. Muslim terrorists have been killing Christians by the thousands in Nigeria for the last two decades, and the government has been either unable or unwilling to address the problem. Some are calling for international intervention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an informational pamphlet for voters can use the phrase unborn human being. That language will be used in a description for a November ballot measure. It would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The Arizona House Speaker, a Republican who leads the panel that drafted the language, says it's designed to help voters understand the current law. Several states will be voting this fall on legislation that could add abortion to their state constitutions. This is SRN News. Years after COVID, nearly every state still struggling with school attendance issues.
Roughly one in four students remain chronically absent in the 2022-23 school year. That's according to an analysis by the AP and Stanford University economist Thomas D. After doing school online during the pandemic, more kids and parents have decided it's okay to stay home sometimes. Schools are working to identify students with slipping attendance, then providing help. They're also communicating with parents who often aren't aware their child is missing so much school or why it's problematic. John Scott reporting.
Flights and trains in the Tokyo area canceled, and people are being warned of strong winds, heavy rains, potential flooding and mudslides as a typhoon nears Japan on its way further north in the Pacific. Storm packing top sustained winds of 100 miles per hour with higher gusts expected to pass nearby, but landfall is not expected. More details, SRNNews.com.